Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I do want to welcome you guys to a very special day today before we get to our trending report. Today is National Zipper Day today.
Ooh. Zip those pants.
Sometimes you just can't.
Zip up a fly.
Guys, your pants are tight.
If your zipper's hanging down,
you must rip it.
But don't pull it up too fast.
You must rip it.
And your mama's not around
to help you fix it.
Yeah.
Zip it.
Perfect.
If you dare, don't
okay.
Rip. Out of here. You'll give your friends quite a scare. You might expose your underwear. If you don't zip it, zip it good.
Yes. Stupid, wasn't
that
it?
That was stupid. Funny. I like that.
Do you ever have to lay down on the bed and zip it?
I'm not to that point yet.
No,
yet.
No.
But, yet.
I would imagine you're speaking from experience.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's been quite a few times. I don't know if it's as ladies. You know,
tighter pants.
Exactly.
You do,
like
yeah.
Fashion tends to lean towards more of a tighter pant for us. So,
sure.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But well, my pants today are a little tight, but.
Yeah.
You know,
not lay on the bed.
Not lay on the bed
tight.
Yet. Nicole, help! But I've seen, yeah, Nick Nack throw some pants on and then do that squat like she
yeah.
squats down.
You got to stretch them. Exactly.
And she lets out one of those.
Yes, you have to put on the tight jeans and then stretch them out.
Yeah, she's like, my pelvis got wider since I had children.
Yes, your hip stretch.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway,
struggle.
Happy Zipper Day, National Zipper Day, you guys.
There's a day for everything,
there
isn't
really
there?
Is, uh-huh. Buddy. There really is. All right, let's dive into a trending report. This is kind of funny. Jack Black just broke the record on the Billboard Hot 100 for the quickest song to land on the charts at just 34 seconds long. It's called Steve's Lava Chicken from a Minecraft movie.
Oh, my gosh.
You want a taste of it?
I would. Kinda. Well, you can play the whole thing,
yeah.
Can't you?
34
much,
seconds.
No, I knocked it down to 17
okay.
seconds.
Okay. Wow.
So this is what everybody is downloading and listening to currently.
La 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 lava. Chicken. Steve's Lava Chicken. Yeah, it's tasty as hell. Ooh, mama sita, now you're ringing.
Honestly,
catchy. It's a hit.
Catchy,
it's
right?
That's a hit, yeah.
That's Lava a banger.
Attack. Gosh, he can make anything sound good, can he? Jack
he really
Black
can.
Is genius.
He's good.
And didn't he hit the top of the charts with that Princess Peach song from Mario
yeah.
Brothers?
I'm
Peaches,
sure he
Peaches,
did.
Peaches, Peaches, Peaches. Yeah, yeah.
His songs are just so ridiculous.
Well, it's the most, like, you're not using your imagination for the lyrics.
Yeah, well, just... he knows what the people want, and he gives it to them.
And
like...
the people want lava chicken.
They do.
Give me some chicken.
La, 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 lava. Chicken. Steve's Lava Chicken. Yeah. As hell. Ooh, mama, sit down, now you're ringing the bell. Crispy and juicy, now you're having a snack. Ooh, super spicy, it's a lava.
Yeah, not mad at it. Not mad at it at all.
Love
I'm into
him.
It. I am into it. Speaking of that movie, they are going to be doing a block party screening of a Minecraft movie. They're calling it Block Party Editions, where audiences are encouraged to talk and sing and throw candy at each other, I guess. Screenings will be held this Friday at select theaters. There is a disclaimer at the bottom. They say that throwing food and drinks will still not be encouraged.
Wait.
But it is a time where the kids and everybody can go in and have fun and laugh and talk during the movie and just have a crazy time.
Did you say it's outside? It's a block party?
Well, they're calling it Block Party Edition, but it sounds like it's in the theaters. So
okay.
I think it's just Block Party
yeah.
Edition because everybody's in there just
yeah.
encouraged to hang out like at a block party.
Well, if you tell them, hey,
and
don't
it's
throw
Minecraft, which is all blocks.
Yeah, if you tell them, don't throw food and snacks, guess what they're going to throw?
Yeah.
Food and snacks.
Exactly.
And snacks.
That's going to make them want to do it more.
Yeah, it's like, don't touch the hot stove.
Yeah.
But I
wanna. Ouch.
Lava chicken.
Lava chicken.
Hey, Diddy's in the news. Here's the defense that they are going to try to use against Mr. P. Diddy for all the horrific things that he's been accused of. They have a doctor lined up to testify that Diddy didn't have the mental capacity to commit all these crimes because he was under the influence, every time that these things went on. So he was either drunk, high, stoned, something.
Well, that's not an
when
excuse.
All the freak offs were going on.
What?
Sorry, Diddy.
And he's like, I couldn't comprehend what was going on because I had too many cocktails.
Yeah.
But that's
really?
Like, you can't use that as a defense if you beat
really?
Someone up when
exactly.
you're drunk.
You can't use that as a defense if you rob a bank. Well, I was drunk when I did it. I shouldn't be responsible for my actions. Like, no, sorry,
that's
Diddy.
That's kind of what they're going for, it sounds like.
That's
so
silly.
I don't believe that'll fly at all. Some fun video out this morning. Luke Combs headlined Stagecoach on Sunday, and the Backstreet Boys were there for some reason.
Aww.
So anyway, the Backstreet Boys went up there and sang I Want It That Way with Luke Combs.
What?
I know.
Hold on a second.
That's the collab what? I didn't know I needed.
Yeah. It kind of works, too.
Well, Luke Combs can sing with anybody. He had famously sang a song with Ed Sheeran a couple years ago at a huge concert, and they sounded so good together. That
he's
guy,
got an incredible voice.
Well,
it's so
look
powerful.
What he did with Tracy Chapman's song, you know? Like,
yes,
he definitely
you're right.
knows what he's doing.
Yeah. There was a lot of pointing the mic at the crowd, though, I noticed. I mean, he did chime in.
I don't think
song.
His was working, because one of the Backstreet Boys, who's the tall blonde one?
Nick
Carter.
Yeah.
Nick was holding his mic to Luke's face.
Is that what was going on?
I don't think his microphone was working. So I don't know what that was, but.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, it was still kind of fun to see.
That's
yeah,
a nice cute. Little collab.
A lot of crowd interaction. Come
I
on
I got
now.
One more thing for you guys before we get to the local stuff with Katie. Here's Jer on sports. The Washington Nationals held a Pups in the Park event last Friday, and they encouraged everybody to bring their dogs to the ballpark.
Oh.
But the bad news is they also scheduled a post-game fireworks session for after the game with Pups in the Park.
You're going to scar them.
You know how much the dogs love fireworks.
Oh, no. That was not the move.
So
you should not have done
what
that.
What they did is they flashed this giant photo up on the Jumbotron with a warning that said, hey, the fireworks are going to start in about 20 minutes. So if you got a dog, you might want to get the hell out.
So no one was there.
And everyone started complaining because they were like, 20 minutes was not long enough to get everybody out and far away from the stadium. And yes, dogs ended up being terrified. Multiple dogs slipping out of their harnesses, running into traffic, and a few of them almost got hit by cars.
Okay, that's sad.
Because they scheduled Pups in the Park and fireworks at the Washington Nationals game.
Oh, that's such a such a Nationals move, too.
It
that's
is.
So
it
funny.
Really is.
Like, who that's, did this?
I've been to the
getting fired.
Yeah, I've been to the Rockies games when they do Bark at the Park, which is really cool because there's just thousands of cute little puppies there. Yeah. They're actually smart enough to not schedule a fireworks show after that, though.
Yeah.
Oddly enough,
the Rockies are smart.
With the winning move.
The Rockies are finally doing a winning move.
It's kind of funny, though.
It's kind of funny. As long as no dogs got killed,
I'm glad,
that's kind of funny.
Dogs were okay.
Dogs were fine.
Well,
okay,
mentally,
so that's
no,
good.
But.
That's good.
Katie, what you got?
Okay, well, again, we kind of touched on this, but sorry about your Colorado Avalanche, Josh, last night. I mean, all of our Colorado Avalanche, we're all rooting for the Avs here, and they lost to the Stars last night. 6-2. So now that game 6 is going to be back here at Ball Arena, though. And
they're not dead yet.
Exactly.
Not
We've still
yet.
Got more games in this series.
Yeah.
So that'll be Thursday night.
It'll be May 1st, Thursday.
Okay.
Yep.
May 1st, Thursday night. And then the Nuggets getting into game 5 tonight. I did go to their practice yesterday, as you alluded to, Jer. It's funny because when you go and you film these practice sessions, you really have to go get your space there as part of the media.
Mark your territory.
I didn't do well yesterday, and all the TV people boxed me out. Like, I hate when they do that. So the savior of the day was one Mr. Vic Lombardi. It was so
that
neat.
That guy's a
Nick
stud.
Lombardi.
Yes, I do. You love him. The mayor of Denver himself. He saw me struggling to get close to the players to get the correct sound. And he's like, hey, Katie, do you want me to hold your mic? And there is a very famous Katie at Ball Arena already, and Katie Wingy. So everybody looked at her, but people don't know me yet. But then they figured out my name was Katie, too. Everybody looked at me because Vic Lombardi knew who I was.
Yeah.
That is a big moment right there.
Yeah.
So,
good guy.
Yeah,
he's a good
thank
guy.
You.
He is.
That Nick Havarti.
So much, Vic. You saved the day with the sound for me. But yeah, it was definitely a good practice. They're very excited about the game 5 tonight. And that series is tied at 2 Nuggets. Nuggets looking to go up in that 3-2, hopefully, after game 5 tomorrow night. So that's an 8 o'clock tip, too.
I know.
Oh, another late. I can't,
don't
Jeremy.
They know they're killing me? These
I
sports
can't.
Teams are killing me.
It's the first thing I do is when I wake up the next day, I check Instagram, get the highlights and the score. But
yeah,
you'll be fine.
I need more than that.
Nah, I know.
That's not my fix.
You'll be fine.
I've had to, you know, redirect my sports love as well. And the highlights and the videos, that's what I check out the next day too, Jared.
Right
it's
away,
sad,
I do it.
I just get very dark circles under my eyes.
I know. You get very tired during the playoffs.
It's fine.
Speaking of the Nuggets and Avs, hey, they've got some elevated food out there at Ball Arena
new
for
food?
The playoffs.
Now you've got my
new
attention.
Food. You can still get the staple hot dogs and nachos, right? Mm. But for the playoffs, they've added Korean short ribs.
Yum.
Wait,
oh my gosh.
Lobster mac and cheese. I know.
Is that
so
bougie?
At
wait,
Ball
is this
Arena?
At like Club Lexus
yeah,
or so is this like...
Oh no, so they'll have it actually at different
for
spots.
For everybody?
And remember, up at club level, you can get club level food even with regular tickets. So yeah, they'll have this throughout the concourse. Mm. But they're going to have the lobster mac and cheese, a 3-pound nacho box, and an even
you're
bigger...
You're a 3-pound nacho box.
I know. Massive, some days, yes. A massive quarter pound cheeseburger topped with more than six inches of onion rings. So a burger, that's a lot of inches.
How do you, I mean, genuinely,
6 inches is really good.
Lot,
like, that's
yeah.
a
that's,
lot of
and,
inches.
And that's
mile
not even
high.
Over exaggerating.
Some of the most inches ever.
That's a lot of inches right there.
Almost too much.
Like, almost, probably.
Probably,
probably too much.
I don't know if I can handle all those inches
well,
of
I
onion
okay.
rings.
In you know conjunction with that, how do you get your mouth around that burger? Like
I don't
genuinely,
know,
that's
Josh.
A knife and fork burger.
That
I think.
Is
it
a knife
is.
And
it
fork
has to be.
Burger.
Yeah.
It's a sit down kind of burger. Yeah. It is for sure. But I'm excited to try the new food. So
heck yeah,
those
Korean
out.
Short ribs.
I know.
Oh, that
sounds tasty.
I know. Because
so
again, I told you that's the best birria taco is at Ball Arena.
The
I think
best
they have
I've
the
ever
best
had.
Pretzels
the
too.
Best?
They've got
they
really good pretzels.
And you know what they're gonna have? Actually, that's another new food item. They're gonna have a massive pretzel. Because remember before when you'd go to the arena, you'd have to get a pretzel for each one of your family of four. So you'd be buying four pretzels, set you back like $100, right?
Yeah.
So now they have a big pretzel you can share between four people. It's like a 3-pound pretzel
you
is what they're serving at Ball Arena.
I just imagine it taking up three seats and you're like, excuse me,
excuse
me,
excuse
me,
excuse me. Yes, so but funny. Yeah, so some new food for you to check out all at Ball Arena. Oh, I'm excited for it. Hey, how about this one right here in Douglas County? A person clocked going 102 miles an hour.
Where was this guy going?
Yeah, back to work.
Get some of those tacos.
I know. He was clocked going 102 and a 65 because he was late getting back to work for lunch. And the deputies in Douglas County posted on X because it was pretty funny. After this person got pulled over, they said to deputies, just take my license and give me a ticket so I can get back to work.
Really?
That's what he said
wait,
to the cop.
He must have a very important job.
Where was he found? Like, what? Do you know what road?
I think
Douglas
it was
County.
I-25 because they say 65 was the limit, and that's usually
I feel like
down
his
here.
Boss must be a total
well
hard
over 100 on I-25.
I wasn't going to admit it on the air,
I
but
was
sometimes
like,
when I pass people, especially big trucks, you want to get past them real quick.
I
exactly.
have slowed down immensely no, since I've gotten a truck, but like when I had my other cars,
yeah. Oh, I would never do that.
I feel like
100 follow the law.
Well, here's the thing. You don't want to do that, Josh, because
well, no,
driving,
Katie, just don't get caught.
Well, but driving 25 miles never. An hour or more over the posted speed limit.
Jail time.
Class 2 misdemeanor because you can get 10 days in jail or a maximum sentence of 90 days in jail along with fines.
Just
and that's
pay the
what
fine.
This person is well, they could see jail
I'm
time.
I'm just kidding.
They
I'm making light
depends
of it.
On how reckless he was, you know?
Yeah,
and not only that, but they take points off your license.
Yeah, obviously don't
take
speed.
Away your license.
Away your, and then your insurance will go crazy. So, yeah, going
what was this guy's
fast.
Job? I want to know what was so important to get back to.
I know. You must have worked at, like, Charles Schwab or something.
Watching
huh?
me, like, I had to go back to Domino's.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, got
Domino's is a great job,
those
but.
Pizzas.
Yeah.
Oh, how funny. And then this one, too, lottery scratch tickets theft. This one had my mind boggled because what they're saying is people will go into a gas station and there's multiple people, right? So one of them will tell the gas station attendant, hey, there's gas leaking out of the pump out there. Like, it's crazy. You should see all the gas just everywhere. So the gas station attendant, of course, runs out to stop the gas where the other person jumps behind the counter and grabs massive amounts of scratch-off tickets. I guess I was under the assumption that those scratch-off tickets weren't valid until they were scanned. Maybe I'm wrong.
That's right. They do scan them now that I think about it.
Exactly. I thought that they were not valid. And then the Colorado Lottery keeps pretty close tabs on the numbers on those tickets.
Well, they might
right?
be so selling them to people. Is that maybe how they're doing it? And then the people will scratch it off and then their ticket's
not valid?
And then they're, yeah.
But they're still making money?
They're still making money. So here's the thing. One of the people, so they did catch these people. One of them, they found out, committed at least 45 separate lottery scratch ticket thefts between 2023 and 2024.
God.
45 times, homie, jump behind the counter. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, that
a lot
has
of gas
to be
leaks.
So stressful.
It is. That's a lot of times to get away with it.
It is. And the way they did it, it's just like some, you know, movie stuff. This is stuff out of a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so they actually...
I love scratch tickets, though. Side note.
I don't
aren't they always so exciting?
I'll get them and let them sit there for a while.
And
even.
You think you won millions, right?
I've just let it sit for an hour. Yeah. Let it, like, look over in the car. There they are on the seat. I'll take them home and let them, like, sit on the counter and rest.
Yes.
For a little bit. And that whole time, you're like... There's 10 grand in one of these. I know.
Oh, yeah. No, I do that too.
Will you scratch off one and be like, okay, 5 minutes?
And then, like, yes. I'll say if we buy 5, you do like 1 an hour for the next 5 hours.
I love so the crossword funny. Ones because they
those
do
are fun.
They
like
took
those.
You some time. They take you time to figure out if you're going to win. They take you time to just scratch it off in general. Like, I used to love those scratch off tickets.
I love them too.
Yeah, but thankfully, 4 people were arrested in this story, all off the streets, not stealing our scratch offs.
You know what
those
I love?
Our scratchers.
Crazy.
Those are great stocking stuff. Like, I'll get those because they're like $5 for my family, and they all get so excited. And it's like, it's fun. It's a fun
and
scratch
it's always
off.
Like, I forgot to get you gifts, so I stopped at the gas station. You're welcome.
100%. Yep.
Anytime we go to Iowa or anything, that's like one of the first things we get is like Nicole's aunt will hand us scratch tickets. Like, hey, welcome.
I love that. Yep. What a greeting.
I know.
That's what I
they
get.
Love their gambling
that's
out there.
That's what so I funny. Get. My parents.
Not a lot to do.
My mom and my sister and stuff in North Dakota, too, because same thing where it's not really available, so I'll just send them a bunch
that's
of
right.
like Powerball stuff, and
that's
they're like,
awesome.
"Yay!
I love that."
A box of scratchers in one quarter.
Like, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Have fun.
It's so funny. They're like, "I won $25."